Kum lenin ablak gemara rochav lamed omer aleph. The gemara says, "Amos matzli." When we're talking about tefillas haderech, and we said that the way Tesis learns that would be saying in plural, "Amos matzli." When should you say tefillas haderech? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chizda. All the laws of tefillas haderech came from Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Chizda. Mishor shemahalav. Therefore, when you're traveling on the road, kol hadrochim mecheska sakana. So you have to say tefillas haderech. And we learn from here it has to be dafke outside of the city and outside the last house beyond 70 and 2/3 of an amma. That's when you say it. Even though the Taz says that if you're in the city and you plan to leave, you already can say it as well. We say you should say once you're on the road, once you're left already, that's when you should say Tfilas HaDerech. And now, ad kama, till where do you say it? Omer Rav Yaakov Rachiv, ad parsa till a parsa. 4 kilometers. Here we have a big machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Rashi and Bahag. Rashi learns it means when do you say Tfilas HaDerech? Only the first 4 kilometers you left town. Beyond that, fa'faun, too late, you can't say anymore. Other Shainim will agree with Rashi that it's talking about when you start saying Tfilas HaDerech, but they say that after the 4 kilometers, you can say Tfilas you can still say Tfilas HaDerech. It's just not ideal because you still need protection all the way till you get to the other place. The last 4 kilometers, when you reach before your destination, you stop saying. The Bahag learns how far should you have to travel before you say Tfilas HaDerech. In other words, if you're going on a trip less than 4 kilometers outside of the city environs, you don't have to say Tfilas HaDerech. It's only if you go beyond 4 amas that you say Tfilas HaDerech. That is how the Bahag learns. No, not the definition of a city. Outside the perimeters of a city, where it becomes dangerous. Yeah, but talking about danger. Yeah. Now, the Vorch is like this. Rashi holds the main reason for saying Tfilas HaDerech is to get Rishus from Hashem to travel. And because Rashi says the idea is Rishus, that's what you learned yesterday. The last Rashi, Achov Tesov Abeis, Hamelech says Rashi, Tul Rishus. Take permission. So all the Rishonim bring, where do you find Rishus? We find when you went to war, they would ask the Sanhedrin, and Rashi says, take Rishus. Which I always found very difficult to understand why they bring that Rashi, when they could have brought a Rashi brought a few days ago, which is much more apropos, when the Gemara Chafalov says, that when the Talmidim would leave each other, what prayer they would say. So Rashi says over here, and I quoted you wrong, it's not Chafalov, it is actually Daf Yud Zayin. Rashi says over here, Miftir Rabbanan, when the rabbis would leave each other, they would, you know, say a pasuk, Zem Mizeh from each other, they would ask permission from their friends to go home. That is much more proposed. You have to ask permission. That's an Eibishter. So therefore, the first 4 kilometers, okay, makes sense to ask the Eibishter. Once you left town already, 4 kilometers, you send a telegram, I left, by the way, do you mind if I leave? That's even a mocking. That's it, because the Eibishter runs the whole world. As we'll soon the Gemara tomorrow, that if you find yourself in a certain place, as Gacha Protes, you have to be there. You can't just please leave. Yes, Tfilas HaDerech. He says Tfilas HaDerech.
Did you ask permission?
He didn't have to ask you.
Once he asked the Eibishter, that's enough. No, but he said Mifti Rabbanon. We're not Rabbanon here. That's why we don't say you ask each other. However, the Bahag says the purpose of Zedek is protection for Shemira. If it's protection, if 10 kilometers out of there, I don't need protection anymore. Of course I need protection. So therefore, you say it all the way through. However, while you're traveling, and you're supposed to say Tfilas HaDerech every single day while you're still on your trip, there you can say it in the city itself. Says the Gemara of Hechi Matzla, how do you daven Tfilas HaDerech? You stand, you can say Tfilas HaDerech even while you're walking. Rav Chizda and Rav Sheches have a ka'az li burcha. Rav Chizda and Rav Sheches were traveling once on the road. Come Rav Chizda, come Rav Chizda, she tells him stop and he's to daven because he's have to stand. Rav Sheches, Rav Shemaya, Rav Sheches says to his gabbai, my kovi, what's Rav Chizda? What's Rav Chizda doing? Omele ko, you Matzla, he stopped to daven. Omele, Rav Sheches said, look, I know, he was blind, he couldn't see. He says, I know that you can continue walking wise into us, but you know what? Ukman nami ledidi, why don't you stop me as well, but Etzli, and stand next to me, if I can be good with him, why should I be bad? I'll agree with him now, I'll stop. So that's why now, when you fly on a trip, the Raga Trevor holds that you don't say Tfilas HaDerech when you're traveling on a plane because it's above 10 Tfachim and it's a different Tchum, it's not called traveling. So when are you supposed to say? And we just said you're supposed to say when you leave town. So we say Tfilas HaDerech while you're on the tarmac. And
I heard it.
I just told you, the Rogatov said you can't see the Zedekh once you're on the plane. And he's not the only one. There's others as well. So we say it on the tarmac. Now, on the tarmac is actually today you can see more than ever before you're out of town. Because your phone no longer works, you can't call anybody. Your email, your Wi-Fi is down, so you're totally disconnected from society. That's even worse than when you're traveling 4 kilometers out of town when you're still connected via phone. So in a way, you're out of town, that's what he's saying. Ma'ika ben havinein, we learned before, there's different kinds of davening. Havinein, which we say 3 brachas before, 3 brachas after, you condense all 12 brachas in the middle to one. And you say that when you have no time. And tefillah ketzad is when you're in makom dudichai, when it's dangerous, and that is more like one paragraph, there's no 3 before 3 after, it's a difference. Havineinu boilet sluya gimel, kamaisa gimel v'savineinu is mamish, like shmanesa, 3 before 3 after, v'chimot to lebeise, when he comes home, loy boilet medlet sluya, you don't have to repeat the davening, because you yaitse, that's yaitse shmanesa in the circumstances. However, tefillah ketzad, when you're in a place of sakana, and we give a short paragraph, loy boilet sluya, you don't have to daven, loy gimel kamaisa, loy gimel v'savineinu, not the first three, not the last three, because it's not really shmanesa. It's more a davening that you should be protected where you are right now. When he arrives home, boy, let's daven again. The hilchus and the halach is because havinenu is considered like you're davening shmanesa, but umid, you have to stand still. And tefillah tzara, but since tefillah tzara is not really davening, is beima umid, beima halach, while you're standing still and while you're walking. Says the Mishnah said, if you're riding on a donkey, the din is that you should get off and face Yerushalayim. And then he says, but if you can't get off, just turn your face around. And if you can't do that, just yichaven libay, you should have your mind, your heart. Tell him what we learned. You're riding on a donkey, begins the matzah, came time davening. Im yeshloi, tov daven shmenesa. Im yeshloi, misha yechid chamayroi. If you have someone that you can trust, will hold on your donkey, won't walk away, and you can go down and concentrate on your davening, yedid lamata vispal. Then go down and concentrate on your davening. If not, yeshid b'mekoy mispal. Sit where you are and daven. Rebbe says, even if you have somebody that can hold the donkey, stay on the donkey and daven. Why? Because you're not calm. And also because you traveled, and therefore your whole mind is disoriented regardless. So standing still is not going to benefit you much. You might as well stay on the donkey. Others say because you're not comfortable that somebody else, you know, you're not on your donkey, you're worried, you have wears on the donkey, and therefore, better to sit on the donkey and you feel much calmer, you can concentrate on your davening. Regardless, you don't have to get off. So now we learned. Summa, someone who's blind, so he cannot see which direction he's diving in. Other Mishayin Yachal, Chavnes Aruchas, he doesn't have a compass that tells him which direction is north, south, and east, or west. Is he Chavn Libay Keneged Avish Abishamayim? He should think that he's diving to Hashem. Shenemar says in the Pasig, Vihispalu El Hashem, he should dive into the Abishta. Now, which direction should you think you're diving to? So we always face Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Gemara keeps on saying libay, libay, which sounds like you don't have to dive in that direction and just think about it. But the Rishonim take out the word libay and says you should physically face Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk, v'hispalu, and you should dive into the Eibishtem, Eilecha to you, derech artsam, via the land that you gave them. Okay, which is Eretz Yisrael. Hoya aim a bit Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael. Which direction do you face? Yichaven esliba keneged Yerushalayim. The face of Yerushalayim's number. It says, "V'hispalu el Hashem." You should daven to the Eibishter derech ir via the city. Which city we're talking about? The city that you selected, Asher Becharta, which is Yerushalayim. Hoya aim a bit Yerushalayim. You're standing in Yerushalayim. Yichaven esliba keneged Beis Hamidrash. You should face the Beis Hamidrash. Nemar, because says the pasuk, "V'hispalu," that you should daven el habayis hazeh, to this house, which is the Beis Hamidrash. Reference to the Beis Hamidrash. Hoya oimed be Beis Hamidrash. You're standing in the Beis Hamidrash. And you're davening, you're having this libay keneged Beis Kachkosh. Clearly that in the Zman Beis Hamidrash, the Kohenim is daven also. Because they're inside the Beis Hamidrash. Who was able to be there? Only the Kohen. So they were daven also. And they were daven facing the Kachkosh. How do we know that? Shenemah is positive. We spalu ala mokam hazeh. You should daven to this place. And this place is referring to the Kajidashim. What about how you're aimed with base Kachi Kachim? Some people are not even going to this part of the Gemara. What are you standing in Kachi? Who stands in Kachi Kachim and then he has to daven? The only one in Kachi Kachim is the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So I was talking about the short filler that he said then. But even that, he didn't say it in the Kachi Kachim. He was standing between the two, somebody should say, between the two curtains. It's as if he's standing in the Kachi Kachim. He went out of the Kajidash, out of the Heichal, and he's standing between the two curtains. Others say he's talking about the maintenance people, who would be descended, lowered into the room to fix up, and suddenly came time to daven. So they would daven, which way should they face? he should have his mind to face the kapoilers. What, if they take out the word base, course base, kapoilers, if he face the kapoilers. Which means we learned last time is 11 amas between the end of the base of Migdash and the western wall. There's 11 amas of space. If you're standing there, you should turn around and opposite everybody else is facing west. You're going to be turning around facing east so that you'll be facing Kachik Kachim. You should face it. They should turn towards the, what do you call it, the Kadesh Kadashim. Nimtza, Oymid ben Mizrach, Machz upon the Mahdi. Here, clearly, we're talking about physically changing, turning directions. He's standing in the east, face west. Ben Mahdi in the west, Machz upon the Mizrach, face east. Bedor and Machz upon the if you're south, face north. Betzavardon, Nimtza, Ko Yisrael, Mechavnin, Lizlib and Mokamachel. All the Eden are facing, Mokamachel. All the Eden are facing exactly the same place. What's a posik? Kimigdal David Tzavorech, like a tower of David is your neck, which is referring to the base of Major, because the base of Major was not the highest part. It was 23 amas below. It was not the highest point. So it's like your neck. Bonui was built of talpias for hills. So we say tell. A hill should call pias point by everyone who turns in that direction. We're all facing that direction. Now, anything more about Basra, we're told that it says anything more, that we say to the people of Bavel, Atan de Kayamtan Litzfoina, you people in Bavel that live in the north of Israel, Adrimu turn south. Now, we always know that Israel, the Gemara refers to Israel as Bnei Ma'arava, the people of the west. We had yesterday, the west. And yesterday, they weren't happy people daven mincha late, people in the west. So it means that Israel is west of Iraq. And yet over there it says south. And in fact, the passing in Mitzvah and Bos is a passing in Mitzvah and Bos of the Rosh Hashanah. That's talking about Iraq as well.
When they used to travel, they didn't travel directly like across what's today's Jordan. They used to travel up north and then turn right.
So we call them west, so, and yet we're calling north. So therefore, Zaraya, that actually should be northwest. In other words, they were northwest. They were northwest. Yeah, so if you're northwest, they were told to daven south. They were told when you daven face south. They were not told to daven face southeast. Southeast would face Israel.
Yeah, south is facing.
Yeah, and that's what we're told. That's Rimu. So someone will say to me that there's no northwest, north south. You have to fix one of the four directions. So you have to be either south, north, east, or west. Not like in Australia, a lot of people do south. You know, we do north. We go north, northwest. Exactly. So I want to say that has to be in a fixed direction, north, south, east, west, not anything in between. Others don't make a big deal out of it. However, the father, we can learn different behaviors of people doing. And the father, Shmuel Levi, where they wanted to travel, they wouldn't be able to travel properly while they're traveling. They couldn't daven properly while they were traveling. So what did they do? So they did was have a mekadmi umatzi. They would daven early and daven shmenesa. They davened so early they couldn't say shema because it was too early. Rashi says mekadmi koydim hayoyim. Very important in Rashi. Tosfos understood in Rashi that Rashi holds if you're going on a trip, you're allowed to daven before Amud HaShachar. The Shoyle Meshiv talks about in Europe, because you're in Europe in the winter, it could be, Amud HaShachar can be 8 o'clock. So he says, based on this Rashi, that yes, you're going to trip, you're going to work, you can daven before Amud HaShachar. And that's what they relied on in America in 1973 when they had the oil embargo. With film. In fact, film is easier because Laila, the halacha is Laila's man film. But halacha ve'moedike, we don't tell anybody. And therefore, when it comes to tefillin, it's actually easier. But shema is the problem. No, that's b'di'evit. This is l'chatchila. And even this is not l'chatchila, because l'chatchila should be closer to Nate's. But we're talking about here b'shas al-chak, not even b'di'evit, sorry. We're talking about b'shas al-chak. You're allowed to wear tefillin at night, but halacha ve'moedike, I never told you this. I'll deny it. If you ever say that I said it, I'll deny it. Ain't Murray Kane. You don't tell anybody. It's an amazing concept. Halacha Murray Kane, when the Gemara tells you, like nobody learns the Gemara. You know, I'm telling you halacha, but don't tell anybody. Keep it a secret.
So why you got? See, he didn't know.
Exactly.
Why do we put on tefillin at nighttime?
Because we're scared at night you fall asleep, or at night you're scared that you're going to emit gases, which is not appropriate. You lose control. But technically, it's only Shabbos and Yom Tov that's not the Zman film. That's why it's the Man Grama. Now, so they would daven. Now, Krishma, so machlek is whether they daven the whole davening, but they would repeat Krishma later again, or they actually missed out Krishma early. But this is how Rashi learns. Tesis finds it very hard. Tesis said there's no way in the world you could daven before Muda Shachar. It means, before it gets light. But it still means definitely, what do you call it? After Muda Shachar. So anyway, right? Bichavimot is man Krishma, Koru. When it came time in Krishma, that's when they would read Krishma. Whether read early or not, machlekes. Come on, like who is this kid? Tana, the following Tana. Tana, we learned. Hishkim lots of that. You're about to go on a trip. Mevin l'shei anosh shonim. Mevin l'shei for the kaye. Bring a shayfer and you blow. The l'shei have a hard time understanding. You're not traveling on shonim. It's yom tov. It's tchum. What do you mean you're going on a trip on yom tov? Bring a shayfer. What are we talking about over here? So someone to say, which is hard to understand, but you have no choice. He's talking about you're going to travel less than tchum. So if you travel less than tchum, that means that the whole trip is going to take you. It's less than 2,000 amas. So what is it? Less than a kilometer. It's 15 minutes, you're there. 18 minutes is a time that you go meal. So you dive in there like a mensch. Well, what's the big deal here? What's going on? You blow shayfer when you get there. Lulav, umenaneya. When it comes to lulav, you have to shake. When it comes to lulav and you need to shake it, and you're going on a trip. This is the Rishon you bring an eye from here that is that when you make a bracha on lulav, you have to shake it as well. Because in the Gemara and Sukkah, when it talks about lulav, it talks about halal. And yeah, and the lulav is halal. Where do you know that this the meaning that we have when you make a bracha and then you do the shaking? So some say, because it says in the Gemara Sukkah that if a child's old enough knows how to shake the lulav, then you buy him one. But that's not really a rai, because maybe he knows how to shake it for halal. But here it says, you're going on a trip and you bring a lulav vinaneh to shake it. So this is the mocker. Amazing. So the whole sukkah, we have no mocker that a lulav you should be shaking. The mocker is Masech Tebrachas. That's how Shas works. Tayson Krishna says that the Shas is poor in one place and rich in another place. Yeah, he does, in which direction, anything else. But when you make a bracha, not when you make a bracha, stop. When you do the nanuim, that's how you do it.
Yeah, he doesn't say.
Megillah b'kodeba and Megillah to read. So you read early in the morning, right after Muda Shachar. Because you get Man Krishma kodeh, and when it comes to Man Krishma, that's when you read Krishma. Hishkim leisha b'kodeh, when you're about to travel on a wagon or on a boat, and then on the boat you can't really daven properly, so rickety and everything else, or you get seasick. Mispal, you daven shmenesa now, because you get Man Krishma kodeh. When it comes to Krishma, you read then. Either way, you daven later. And as difficult it is, it's not an ideal davening, and you know you're not davening, you're focusing. Daven Krishma and Tfilah the way it's supposed to be. For me, it's vital to have Krishma should be adjacent to proximity to davening. Mike, what's the machlekes? Masorvat film movement. It's better to daven shmenesa properly. You're not going to say Krishma first. Doesn't matter. And Rashi explains that, and that's how Tosfos learns. But Rashi is bothered by that. The fact is we learned before Olam Haba and all this one thing by saying Svichah Gula Tfilah. So Rashi therefore learns they daven before Muda Shachar when you couldn't say Krishma, and if you can't say Krishma, there's no inyan of Svichah Gula Tfilah. When do we say that you have to bring close proximity Gula Tfilah when you can? Say cooler, closer filler. But since you're davening before Muda Shachar, there's no Mitzman Krishma. Then there's no Mitzman Krishma according to anybody. Therefore, there's no inyan of Mitzvah Gula Tfilah. So that's why it's not a problem. Regardless, I still want you to push out Tfilah so that you can daven Krishma and say, "Go, Yisrael," and go straight into Mitzvah Gula Tfilah. Adif is even more important. It's even more important. Now we'll see the behavior Mazutra. They used to give a shir b'shifted igla. We already had before about shifted igla that before Yom Tevim, they used to have a big. Before Taisa says it was only Pesach and Sukkot because there are a lot of Dinim people come together. Rashi here says important Rashi to remember. Rashi says over here b'shifted igla shalifnei Pesach, but right in the middle of the page that was before Pesach or Atzeres before Shavuos or Sukkot. Rashi holds that before Shavuos also. They would get together to learn all the dinim. I guess they would learn then the dinim of Yom Tov Stam. Not specifically of anything about Yushua, but Yom Tov. Now, what happened was that the Merema and Mazut were both Rabbani Rosh Yeshivas, and it seems that the Drosha started very early in the morning, before the Zman Krishma even started. We had before, Rebbe would cover his eyes in the middle. He used to learn very early in the morning. So, so what was they behave? What did they do? So they would go... So the people of the shul of the shir would slowly slip out in minyan and make a minyan daven and come back in and continue with the shir. So what would they do? The Rosh Hashivas. This is the. This is a, yeah. Could be. So what did they do? Mazut and Meimar. So what they did was, they would daven before the shir, and then go to the shir. And they would daven properly, Krishna, so now the shir must have started like around Netzach Hamah time, or was, they would daven Krishna and daven so on and so forth, Smichat Gula Tefillah, and then they would go to the shir, and daven with a minion. Sorry? They had a minion. They brought a minion to home. Rashi says they used to misasiv Yud people for Shachis. Rav Ashi, that's what they did. Rav Ashi, Matzli Bahadi Tziburi. Rav Ashi, those are the shiva in the city of Machsaya. What did he do? And he did not daven before the base of Medesh, because his shiva maybe started earlier, as we'll soon see. And what did he do? When it came Krishma, he would whisper. He gave them a turgman, his voice, the person who would stand up there and repeat. He gave him like a 10 minutes worth of a shir, and the guy would repeat it. And while the turgman was repeating it, he would sit there and say Shema. And then he wanted to be Sayma Gula Tefillah, so he sat there and said Shema Nesser while he sat, so he shouldn't have to leave. He would daven with the minion. What did Hashem give? Two pshatim. Either while other people would daven with the minion next door, he sat in the middle and he davened at the same time. So together with the tziburim that were taking place outside of this Beis HaMedrash, or with all the people still sitting in Beis HaMedrash, he sat there and davened Shema Nesser while he was sitting, and he wouldn't get out. So he didn't want to be matriach everybody. What do you need lights for? I think it's done by art. What do you need lights for? Yeah, why not? That's how it appears. Sorry? We'll soon see the Gemara later why we say Pesukah Zimbo. Faces later. Next Perek. When he came home, Hodor Umatzli Umumet. He would daven all over again. Even though he davened Shema Nesser, he would repeat the davening all over again so he could daven, concentrate, and focus. They had a minion before the shir. Even though it was early morning, they had a minion before the shir. Why didn't you do that? So he said to him, and Rashi says again, they davened koydim hayoyim. Rashi says again, they davened before Amud HaShachar. And they had a minion and everything else, and they davened Shema Nesser. No. This is where you missed the discussion. This is the basis that they used to rely that you can daven before the shachar when you have no choice, like in the winter time or when they had an oil embargo. What about Mismach Gula Tefillah? Because it's not Zman Krishma, it's not important. However, he said, I want to know why. It's too hard to daven so early in the morning. Why don't you follow Abu the father of Shmuel Levi? What they did. Amari said, sorry, we just said that. Why do you remember Mazuta did? So he said, sorry, I missed it. Mazuta would daven, but they didn't do before Mudah Shachar. They would daven in the time after Mudah Shachar, they haven't properly. So he said, Trichel Milsa, it's too difficult for me to do that. Okay, well, Levin Makabu, don't you do Shmuel Levi? They daven before Mudah Shachar. And this way, you're not delaying the shir or anything else. I didn't see anybody else doing this before. So there are some poskim who paskim like Avud the Shmuel Levi, because it doesn't say that Loch is not like them. It just said, I never saw us. I feel uncomfortable doing it. Others say, no, Zarai, that Loch is not like Avud the Shmuel Levi, and you shouldn't daven so early. So the Mishnah, Rabbi Lozman, ain't for Musaf Nel Bechevriyeh. You should not daven Musaf only Bechevriyeh. Chevriyeh means the gathering of the city. The Ramam, however, Chevriyeh is the gathering, only with a minion. You should only say Musaf with a minion. In fact, according to this, it seems that you shouldn't say Musaf on your own. However, there are. The Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah is right here, says Chevriyeh is not Chevriyeh, it's Chovriyeh, the Talmud Chacham. You should always daven with the Ravis. Others say Chovriyeh, when the Rambam says that the Talmud Chacham, he meant the Chazan. Well, the Chazan should be a Talmud Chacham. Daven where there's a Chazan who knows Pirush HaMilas and knows how to daven is a Talmud Chacham. Otherwise, you don't daven Musaf at all. Or mainly, you should go to a shul that has a Rav, Talmud Chacham, that's where you should daven. The Chacham say no. Whether there's a minion, whether there's no minion. Rabbi Huda said, I'll tell you what I was. The way the Tanakhama learned is it's absolute. If there's a minion, daven there. If there's no minion, you can't daven anywhere, even on your own. I say no. If there's a minion, then Yochid Potman was Mosafin. You're potter, because the Chazan has your mind as well. But if there's no minion in the city, of course you should daven. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Tanakama. First, the Gemara didn't know that. So what's the Chil Rabbi Yehuda Tanakama? Yikibinayu Yochid Chuloi Bechevriyeh. If you're alone in a city where there is no minion, Tanakama Sava potter, there's no minion. Musaf was never made for a Yochid. And Rabbi Yehuda Sava, we hold Chayiv. In that case, you're Chayiv. Because if there's a minion in the city, the Chazan has you in mind. Like him. Well, you said, I never dab Musaf alone. Except, there was one day, the Asa Pumusa de Malka Lamasa. So the soldiers, the army came into the city. Everybody got confused. There's no minion. Oh, if there's no minion, then you'll have dab Michidis. And therefore, that's a yachid. I did not down with a minion, but there was no minion in the city. So therefore, that's so Zaraya. Clearly, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Elazar ben Azariah. Yeah. By the way, you see the Gemara calls davening tzoli. So it says in the Sforim, the Chidor writes that you're supposed to give tzedakah before davening. You know, and it says tzedakah. What's the pasuk there? Tzedakah yelech. What's the pasuk there? Oh, I forgot the pasuk. I remember myself. The most favorite that positive the Gemara brings gives Tzedaka is Tzeli, which is davening. But I try to remember Tzedek lefon of Yelech. Tzedek lefon of Yelech. So he said Yahalach. So he says the most favorite that Tzedek lefon Yahalach is Tzedek lamed Yud Tzeli davening. That's how you know he's supposed to give Tzedek for davening. Yosef Rechni Kamei Rav Yana VYosef Kamei Halok Rav Yehuda. So he said, "The look like Yehuda Shomer Shomer Lezem Lezayah." Amalei, he says, "Puk kro." He says, "Take the pasuk kroch lebron and read it outside." The ain't halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shomer Shomer Lezayah. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda named Rabbi Lezem Lezayah. In fact, the look like Yachamim that you can daven Yichidus daven the minyan makes no difference. Amar Rabbi Yechon Yiris says, "Rabbi Anai, Aisur Rabbi Anai." Rabbi Yechon once said, "Aisur Rabbi Anai did so leave a hundred so he davened once and he davened a second time." In other words, he and the second time was Musaf. He davened on his own, Shachris, and then he davened Musaf, which means that even though there's a minion, the halach is not Rabbi Zazariah. You can daven on your own, even when there's a minion in town, you don't say the chasm was made to you. Who said he was davening Musaf? Maybe the second Shmoneser, because by heart you can't see what he's davening. Maybe the second Shmoneser was a repeat of Shachris. And why would he repeat it? Because you know, you're not Yetzir if you don't have a mind the first three brachas. Even though Shmuel says today is different because we don't have a mind the first three brachas either. And no point in repeating it because you're not going to do any better than the first time around. But in those days, if you didn't have Kavana, you had to repeat it. So maybe he's repeating Shachris. Who is a great man, monitored it, and he's repeating it for the chiddush in it, that was that he davened Musaf on his own. And he made sure that he knew, or maybe he heard what he was saying, or something that he knew he was saying Musaf, or he asked him later. Rabami, Rabasi, Afagav, we had before, Afagav, even though the Havilu Tleisa Beiknishta, Betveria, even though they had 13 shuls in Tveria, Lohava Matzal, Elebeina, Muddha, they were daven only in their own home, between the pillars, Hechadav, Egarsi, where they learned. We had then a Machlekes, a Shoinim, the Ram and others, whether they made sure they had a minion, or even if they had no minion, they'd rather daven be Yechidis, where they learned Taita, which we had before, the Ibishta Oiva Shem Shari Tzian, they learned where they davened, where they learned in the base of Medrash, or at home, even without a minion, rather than go show with a minion. So they would daven at home. Itmar continuing this machlekes. Now, why that you can daven on that you cannot daven on your own? If there's a minion in town. L'choyre, the raya that we bring from Ami Ravasi, what are we bringing here for? That if you follow the opinion, they daven be Yechidus, that's the raya. They daven the home in Yechidus, and they daven the whole thing with Musaf, even though there was a minyan in town. There were 13 shuls in town, they definitely had a minyan, and they daven Musaf. It's a raya that what? The halach is like the chachamim, that we don't care. That's why we bring it. But if you learn like those who shayin in the Rambam that says that they had a minyan at home, what are we actually proving from here? So maybe he doesn't even have the whole gears in the Gemara here. My time of Marachi, why you daven a second time? Because you're talking about he didn't have Kavanah the first time, you're repeating Shachris, you didn't have Kavanah. In fact, before you start davening, a person should measure himself. If you're able to have Kavanah daven, but if you know that you won't be able to concentrate, you shouldn't daven in the first place. So obviously you measure yourself, you know you can have Kavanah. So what do you mean you don't have Kavanah, you're repeating davening again? You forgot to say Yalav Yovei, and that is why you're repeating Shnasei, because you got to say Yalav Yovei. Says the Gemara, but time we learned Tov Lehiskel Shadosh Chodesh Ba'arvis. We learned if you forgot to say Yalav Yovei at night, Ein Machzidin Oisa, you don't repeat them. But this price, the reason why you don't repeat it is not because we say that there's no Mekatchin at night. Mipnei Shiyachol Oimra B'Shachet, because you say in the morning. B'shachris in the morning, you'll say the Musaf, so that's good enough. Musaf, so what's the problem? Why are you repeating Shemnesse? When do we say that you don't have to repeat Shemnesse if you got Yal V'Yovah if you're davening with a minion? Why? Because you can hear the chazan from the beginning to the end, and you stand the whole Shemnesse, and then you get to the Yal V'Yovah. The Bahagam ever learns B'tzibushana means that B'tzibushana means that the Baal Tfil himself. Everyone else has to repeat. You cannot rely on the chazan. But the Baal Tfil himself, because he's about to repeat the Shemnesse true to be made to everybody else, he'll be yaitzu with the Yal V'Yovah that he's repeating when he repeats it. He doesn't have to personally, because the Tichas is a Buddha, everyone has to wait for him to finish Shemnesse. Sorry? No, because it's only Tachmunim. No. Yeah. How long should you wait between one tefillah and another tefillah? Let's say you have to repeat the davening. So it says actually you should say Ashrei before you repeat the Shemnesse or something. You should say something, but let's say you don't. How long should you wait? Or let's say between Musaf and Shachris. That's why we say, you know, Ashrei again and so on to give a hefsik. Say the same thing until you settle down. You're ready to daven again. They're just using different words. That's the word we use for davening when you would daven to Hashem. But they both mean the same thing, which is the distance, the time it takes to walk four amos. You got to give us a pause. No. We say Ashrei is. Actually, yeah. That's what they say. Maybe if you daven Yechidus no Kriyas HaTehillah, you still have to have a hefsik. If you didn't say the Chodesh at night, ain't machzir on pinim. Why? If you ain't bezdin mekatchin as a Chodesh ella b'yom, you mekatchin a Chodesh only by day. So the Brisa before says you don't say because you can daven in the morning. It doesn't matter. And here it says even if you daven b'chidus, you don't repeat it or anything else because you're not mekatchin the Chodesh at night. Makes sense. That's only v'chodesh mole. If let's say it's going to be 2 days of chodesh, to 30 and 31, therefore you can say it tomorrow because it says tomorrow night will be the real Rosh Chodesh, and tonight is not real Rosh Chodesh, so why repeat it? Aber b'chodesh chasiv, the entire Rosh Chodesh is only one day. Surely Machzir knows you should repeat him that night, because you know, definitely today is Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rav Shlomeima Mechdi, Rav Taima, come, he's given good reason. Mali chasiv, mali mole. What do I care that if it's missing or it's mole? The fact is that night you never mekadesh the Chodesh, and therefore Ela Lo Shlom makes absolutely no difference that you don't have to repeat Yal V'Yavi at night. Now, Avi, you have to look in. You have to read book number 2. It says Hadnolok Shul Zeshacher Pedik number 5, Pedik Chamishi. Ain really spiral. This is a chesed of Pedik. You don't stand up to daven Ella. So instead of saying that Tzarich Lamed, the mission goes further. Ain really spiral Ella. So this is like much stronger. You don't start davening Ella mitu Kaved Reish. Rashi says Kaved Reish means you should have bittel, even though the literal translation is the head should be heavy on you. But you should daven with a bittel. How chassidim or rishonim, how yeshoyin show achas, they would wait 1 hour mispalin. Why? Because they should have no libim laavim shabashamayim. So that they should be able to prepare themselves to daven to avim shabashamayim. And they would also do, we had more Shabbos, they'd also have an hour afterwards, I guess, to adjust to go back to this world. Afilo hamelech shayil b'shloimai, and even if a king. We had before by Krishna all these dinim when you're allowed to respond. But even if a king says, wishes you, greets you, lo yeshivenu, you shouldn't respond in the middle of Shemnesse. And even if there's a snake wrapped around your leg, don't answer. We'll see a scorpion is different. But it's only if a snake is wrapped around your leg. If the snake is in front of you, then you're allowed to move. It's actually, it says you're allowed to move, even though you're not allowed to talk. But you're allowed to move, because moving is not considered a hefsek. How do you know this? It says a pasuk by Chana before she davened, v'hi moras nefesh. We see that she had to put herself in the right frame of mind. That what? That she was all bitter, and bitterness is not like atzvus, it's not like depression. It's bitter. In other words, she had a cause to daven to the Eibishter. So that's how we know. And then it says v'tispal al Hashem she davened. How do you know? Dilma Chana shiny Chana is different. The have merida libetuva. She was very bitter. That's how she was. Not because she had no children. Not that she prepared. She, you know, worked on herself to prepare herself to be in that same frame of mind. That's how she was. I will go with you, you know, with all your magnanimity. I will go into Beis Hamikdash. When will I daven b'yirasecha? I will fear you first. How do you know again that he prepared himself? He had also a lot of tzoras and he needed a lot of rachmim, and therefore, because an excessive amount of rachmim, that's why he was in this frame of mind, not anybody else. Here, it says the pasuk Yishtachivu LaHashem, you should bow down to the Eibishter Bahadras Kodesh with splendor and gula of kedusha. Al Tikra Bahadras splendor Ela Bechardas, which means fear. And why are we learning from here? Tesh already says, because since we're learning davening, everything in davening we're learning from this capital. We said the 18 times Hashem or the 7 times Kol. So therefore, we also learn the state of mind you should be in when you daven. Maybe it means Pashat splendor. And what does splendor mean? Ki hodir Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda havi mitzayin nafshev hodir maseh. He would put on a suit, a tie, a jacket, a hat, and then he would daven. In other words, he prepared himself, he dresses up properly. Not like a shlump. And that's Hadras Kodesh, that you have to be, have Hidru, you have to look like a mensch. I learned Rab Nachman Yitzchak Mahocha from here. It says in the passage, Ivdus Hashem B'Yidah, you should serve the Eibishter with fear, V'Gilui and rejoice, B'Rada with trepidation. So we see that V'Gilui B'Rada, that what? That it says over here as well, that that you should, even when you're B'Simcha, you have to have a certain Rada, a certain trepidation. When you daven, you have to have Hachno, you have to have a Kevud Rosh. So you want to my V'Gilui B'Rada, what does it mean V'Gilui, you should rejoice B'Rada? So first it says Ivdus Hashem B'Yidah. So we know that when you daven Ivdus with Avodah, you have to daven B'Yidah. And that would be, someone asked a question, what does the Gila B'Rada mean? What do you mean rejoicing with trepidation? Where there is joy, Shom Teheda Adah should be tempered with some trepidation. Abaya have a Yosef Kameda Rabba. Abaya was once saying before Rabba. Chazia, he saw Rabbeinu Yoina, learns, everybody decided to learn Rabbeinu Yoina, that Rabba saw Abaya to have a Kabodach Tuvah. And he was excessively joyful. We know Rabba always just started to share with a joke or with some kind of an anecdote, but it was, and then afterwards everybody, you know, was seized with that grip of that fear. But he saw Abaye was excessively happy. So he said to Abaye, it says that even when you're happy, you should temper it with the Rada. I put on tefillin for the first time. Because Rabbi Yain explains, Abaye had diarrhea and had other intestinal problems, and he was not able to daven, but now he was relieved that he was able to put on tefillin after such a long hiatus. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting before Rab Zayda. Chazir, he saw that Rab Zayda kabodach tuva. He saw Rab Zayda saw Rab Yirmiyah was extremely enjoying. Amalei bechol etzav yemaisa. That the depression, his depression, yemaisa is a good thing, and you're way excessive. Ksivit says, Amalei, he said to him, I am putting on tefillin. Same idea that he also had issues. Mar brei de ravina. So we see from here that you have to temper your joy. Mar brei de ravina. Ovid hilul brei. The mar de son ravina made a chasne for his son. Chazin le rabban. He saw the rabbis. Davi kabot chetuva. No, we'll stop here. We'll change the mind with the shem.